This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, it is always a pleasure to have you with me. It's always a pleasure to know that you're hanging out, trying to keep me straight, as they say. You know what I mean? And, wow, what you know, I'm sorry I wasn't with you last night. But, you know, there's like 3,000 other people you can listen to, though. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to listen to me, that's great. But I was out with the people. Well, I was out with the peoples for a little while anyhow. But then what I did was I actually got wrangled into one of our radio stations to hang out there with them and you know, talk about the local issues and the issues on a national basis. And the thing I really loved about last night was some of you will appreciate this. The looks on the face, and I have no, I'm sorry if this offends you, deal with it. But the looks on the morons over at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, you know, the whole alphabet soup network. The looks on their faces, they could not believe that Donald Trump had won. Or was winning, or was even heading in that direction. Seriously. They chalk it up to, they really don't understand the other 99%. They really don't care about the other 99%. They really don't care about what our needs are, what our wants are. Yes, I'm part of you 99%. It's not the 1%. It's like some of you think I am. And I know you do. But they don't care about us. They don't even know about us. You can say you believe they are. Or you think that they know that we believe, you know, just craziness. What the heck? It's just always interesting. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, so, you know, I don't know about the rest of you. I'm not scared like, oh, my God, scared. I'm scared of the ignorance of our young people today. I'm watching these I guess they're protests. They haven't broke out to riots yet. They're working on it, though, I'm sure. But I'm watching these protests go on across the country. You've elected a president, you morons. Whether you, you know, just because you vote doesn't mean you get to win. This is a snowflake mentality. Yeah, I'm on it tonight. Can you tell? This is a snowflake mentality. This is the young people who can't figure out they lost. And you don't get I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to say it anyway. These are the kids that nobody ever smacked upside the head that were throwing a temper tantrum in the supermarket because mom wouldn't buy them the cereal they wanted or give them the candy bar they wanted or buy them the juice box that they wanted. Because they knew if they pitched the fit long enough on the floor, if they cried, they screamed, and they stamped their feet, mommy or daddy would get them anything they wanted. That's what you're seeing on TV. You're seeing a bunch of these spoiled little brats who don't know how government works, and they don't care. Do they have a right to protest? Of course they have a right to protest. We're talking about a presidential election here. Now, unless they can prove that there was voter fraud or something like that, shut up, go home, and figure out how to get yourselves. I will bet you start asking those people. I won't say majority, but quite a few of them didn't vote. All right? I'll bet you it's that easy. That simple for me anyway. I want to welcome Mary Lynn from Virginia. Thanks for joining me tonight. Also, we have Perm from New Mexico and Betty from Illinois. Man, you guys look like you were going the wrong way. And then Jay from Texas. Always, always, always. Thanks, guys. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, but this is, you know, I'm glad he won. I'm not so sure he's going to do the best job of any president. But I'm sure as heck sure that he's going to do a better job than Hillary Clinton would have done. I am dead sure. I'm willing to stake the life of my grandchildren on the fact that I know he will put a better Supreme Court together. And that was that. See, it's not about you guys. Sorry, it's about me. About me and my grandchildren. That's right. So I'm willing to bet that he's going to do a better job for my grandchildren. He's going to make sure that they're not saddled. And I don't know, you know, the experts we've talked to on this show in the past, right? He's not going to be able to turn it. Didn't matter who got elected. He's not going to be able to turn this around quickly. All those jobs that he talks about coming from, you know, I can't wait to the left. I love it. Their mantra already is, you broke it, you need to fix it. So it's broken. He hasn't spent one day in office, and it's broken. Can you see where this is going to go? How this is going to end up? Come on, think about it. They're going to be all over him like white on rice. They're going to be nothing. If he sneezes, he sneezed the wrong way. He sneezed toward the camera. He didn't cover his mouth. Whatever. They're going to be all over this. So you need to be all over it, too. You need. Now I'm not going to say defending him, but you need to be defending our democracy as well. Our representative government as well. See, this is where they've lost it. This is a representative government. You can protest all you want. This was done fair and square. You know, how many, can somebody send me links to, riots, to the protests, to all that stuff that we did when Mr. Obama won twice? Twice, mind you. Can you send me the clips when I was telling people to go out in the streets and riot? Or protest. Whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
I'm Joe Bettini, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him in really, well, I'll bring him in quick, but we won't get rid of him quick. Corey Duncan joins me. He's we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan, you must be pretty darn happy tonight.
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to come on tonight, and it's an esteemed pleasure for all Americans to know that we have a new president, and it's going to be Donald Trump, and also that he's a conservative Republican. Goodbye, Mr. Obama. You can take, as the old song goes, it's time for you and your hussy to pack their bags and get the devil out of our house.
All right, well, I want you to know that if you have any complaints, you can send them over to Corey. He'd be more than happy to answer any complaints you have.
I sure would. Okay. I need at least a five-minute, a three-minute rant.
Yeah, it's not the old white guy saying this. It's the older black fella saying it.
Oh yeah. Well, I've been called an Uncle Tom. I've been called everything in the last 24 hours. But you know, it's all right. And all I want to say is thank you to all of the black conservatives that were not scared to say or to come out and support Donald Trump. And he did it. We did it. He didn't do it. We did it. Like you said, it's all about us. And I certainly believe him. And my heart and soul is with him. You know, as far as putting this country back the way it needs to be. I really enjoyed, you know, listening to his speech. And him and Melania and the whole Trump family are going to bring class back to the White House. Instead of having to be some ghetto place where you have a whole bunch of socialists running around. But all I want to say is thank you to everyone that campaigned and everything else, and especially my family back in Texas. I know you guys are listening. That is the steam pressure that we're all going to be going to the inaugural Monday. It's probably going to be Monday, January 23rd. We're all going to be there. My whole family and it's going to be a big event. It's going to be a big event. And as I told everyone a couple weeks ago, and if you go back and listen to all of the shows that I've done with Joe or whatever, or other shows that I appear on, I told everyone it's either going to be a landslide victory or it's going to be really close. And it was a blowout. And just like I expected, she didn't get any electoral votes like she thought she would. She played the card of, I got this handle, and she knew yesterday afternoon that she didn't have it. That's why they started canceling things, because she already knew that she didn't have enough. That's when she kind of tipped her hand.
Well, this is a big boys game, right? So she knew. They do daily polling on this stuff. They do their own internal polling.
Okay. Absolutely.
They know what the heck is going on. You know, you've got Zell from Minnesota saying they're even protesting in the streets of Minnesota. They've got 7 active protests going on across the country. Okay, these little snowflakes can't handle the fact that, you know, get out and vote. Why didn't you get out and push your person? Why didn't you find a better person to run? I mean, these are the young people I make fun of on a nightly basis on this show. Sorry, but you deserve it. Look what you're doing.
Well. First and foremost, he won fair and square. There's nothing to cry or whine about. You know, as I told a lot of people today, they hiding. I just got finished telling a friend of mine that the same thing. You know, they're hiding. You know, come on from underneath the bed or whatever. You know, they're running. They're hiding in their offices today. And my thing with this is just the fact that you don't have to hide. My thing, you know, my mother always taught me, and I teach my son, when he scores a touchdown, you know, spike the ball and do this, hand the ball to the referee and go ahead on, you know, you can high five your friends, but never gloat, win with class. And that's what happened last night. Now he lost fair, she lost fair and square. What are they protesting about? What? What is it to protest? The Constitution says what it says. It worked to perfection last night. Hey, she lost. She lost. She said it her own self, you know, and my thing with this, if you're going to start rising, that's all right. You can ride all you want. And this goes out to the Hollywood people. I saw so many people this morning, Fox 5 down in D.C., my good friends down there, sucking their teeth and mad or whatever. Hey, look, I didn't say nothing 8 years ago when you elected Barack Obama twice on the merit of his color.
I told people that if you have pictures, if you have links to protests and nasty things that our conservatives did when Barack Obama won both times, show me the nasties. Show me where we came out and did the same exact thing. Because I'll post them. I'll talk about them. I'll apologize.
Did we protest? Did we protest when he became president twice?
No,
I don't think you did. We might have argued, or we might have said that we don't agree with him. But you saw nobody burning things down and this and that. And if you really want to know who's the one funding all that, look no further than George Soros, because that's who's the one. That's who's funding it. Because a person of broke people can't fund a riot, not unless it's agitated by somebody.
Yeah, and it's amazing, and it's not just protests. I mean, these people are now they're starting to get violent. You're watching people hit people with signs and such, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what happened? I mean, this is what our professors are teaching these kids. This is the snowflakes, if you would. This is
right.
just amazing.
You know, it's interesting to me how last night, I mean, they knew what was going on. That's why he sent them home, because he didn't want them to start flipping out in there. They already knew that she had lost. They
yep.
knew that.
Yep.
And that's when I picked up on it. When he sent them home, I'm like, why would you send them home? If, you know, and then Trump people hung around, so that's when I put it together. I said, yeah, he won. But I'm going to tell you, it's three times kind of brought tears to my eyes, because I'm happy, and if anybody knows anything about me, my family, my friends, all of the seminars, all of the speaking for the Tea Party that I did, it all made the difference last night, because, it didn't go undone. For me to do all of that, but I didn't do it for the money. I did it because I understood exactly who was running this country and how unfit he was to run this country. Now we got the right guy in there. Is he going to do everything right all the time? No. Is he going to say everything right? No. But that's what we need right now. We need somebody that's going to make America great again, bring the jobs back, and you know, get this country back up on its feet and stop playing a race card and this and that. And you know, Barack Obama is a classy man. He claimed he is. You can handle it with class. He didn't get beat because, like somebody else said, she had him speak for him. For her the other night, and all he talked about every 15 seconds was himself. So you tell me that. If that's not a narcissist, you tell me what he is then.
All right, we got to go for a break. You got to get some oxygen. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, really, do get involved. Because we got a lot going on. A lot we can play with. You know, just we can have fun with all of this. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him right back in because I have so much fun with him as well. Corey Duncan joins me. We refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, listen, what's going on? What is going on in Baltimore in those areas? I mean, are those people like wigging out, freaking out? Or did they do, do you think you had some closet Baltimoreans that voted for Trump?
Well, let me say again, to speak on the Baltimore aspect of it, what we have is a new mayor, Ms. Pugh, and she was really in. Matter of fact, she's only with Elijah.
Did you say you had a new mayor now?
Yeah. It's a new mayor. Matter of fact, she ran up against a very good Alan Walden is a very, very good conservative. Oh, and but he's white. But he ran a fair campaign. But the thing of it is, you know, by being a the situation with the. You know, she's for the poor people and he's for the rich. But, you know, anyway, to make a long story short, she's a mayor. And, you know, good luck to her. I don't know. I mean, I don't know a lot about her politically, but, she seems to be a type of lady that gets things done. But yeah, you know, it's going to be the same old, same old. You're going to have high crime. You're going to have this. You're going to have that because that's just how Baltimore City, politics are. So. Yeah, it's a new mayor, and, you know, good luck to her. God bless her. You know, I hope she can get the city back together, but it's going to take years and years and years for them to get the Baltimore City back together, as well as cities like Chicago and Detroit, you know, parts of New York, too.
And what happened to Mosby and that crew?
Oh, right now they're just on the sidelines. I you know, she's still doing a job, you know. I think they're gonna probably wait until probably before the holiday, or probably maybe after the holiday, the first of the year. And I think they're gonna, you know, that's when the proceedings gonna go as far as the officers suing her, you know, for, you know, from all kinds of things, from defamation of character to whatever else they probably can come up with. But I think they're probably waiting until, you know, a lot of the books are closed, and you know, once it get around Thanksgiving. What are you? They're probably waiting until after the first of the year, but it's not done. It's not done at all. That's for sure. But no, they're not rioting. or anything like that about Donald Trump being, it's a typical, let me not stereotype, but, you know, most African American, well, I'm going to say most black people, you know, when once the voting is over with or whatever, and, you know, that's how Obama politics are. Once it's over with, they're going to forget about it. It's only if it's fueled by somebody else. You know, like the way when the riots was fueled by people that didn't live in Baltimore. They came here, you know, all of a sudden they got plane tickets from George Soros and his little crew or whatever and stuff. Because, I mean, how can you fly somewhere if you don't have a job? Right, exactly. Right.
I hear you. You know, I'm looking at what's going on, too, where all these protests are going on all across the country. And it seems like most of the people they're running into are young people. They're not older people. They're young people.
Because so, they're easily to be influenced. That's why. An older person is not easy to be influenced. They more or less, and if they're working, I mean, most people that work, you're not going to see out there protesting. The same thing with the Baltimore riots. Most people had to get up and go to work the next morning or whatever like that. So they're not going to be out there throwing bricks and stones. Most of them are young people in the field. When you're young, you do a lot of, you know, you're full of vigor and you do dumb stuff without thinking. And that's what a lot of that is. And it's being channeled by, you know, it's being stirred up by certain groups. And we already know who those groups are they're being stirred up by a lot of groups. So, you know, and the groups have to have some sort of financial backing.
So, Corey, the numbers show, too, that he got more backing this time from the African-American community. Are you surprised by that? Because, you know, it would mean that a lot of them weren't speaking up ahead of time because they didn't really see or feel that the African-American community was going to come out and vote for him in any great numbers.
Well, like I put on my Twitter page today, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter, if you go there, you'll see what I said. The same thing I said on your show and on a lot of other shows. That you're going to have a lot of people that's going to get behind the curtain, when they open up that paper ballot, they're going to vote Trump instead of Hillary, but they didn't say anything. And that's how he won Pennsylvania. He won Pennsylvania because, you know, a couple weeks ago he went up there and talked to the Mennonites, the Quakers, and generally they don't vote. They just, pray about it, but they came out and vote this time. That's how he winning Philadelphia. But the thing of it is the fact that it was time for a lot of things to change. And as I was, a good friend of mine was talking earlier, she said the same thing that, you know, it's time for a change. It's time for us to get this country back on its feet and to get away from the career politician or whatever. And, you know, your good buddy Elijah Cummings, he won again. Or whatever. So,
How did that man win? Yeah, he doesn't show up except on election day, huh? How did that happen? I mean, I'm surprised he could find the polling booth he's supposed to go to.
when you're a Maryland Democrat and you're a career criminal in the black neighborhood and you know you grease a whole lot of pockets, that's what you can do. I mean, it's hard to stop guys like him, Barbara Mikulski, I'm trying to think, a whole lot of them other crooks, Nancy Pelosi, and these other people like that. It's hard to stop them because they've been career crooks for so long, and they buckle the public, you know, the special interest groups. So that's what it is, you know. I mean, until they change the mandate for it or whatever, you're going to continue to have this.
All right. So, and I know it's only been a day, and I know that you, for the most part, have said that, you know, you weren't surprised. Matter of fact, you and I have talked about this over and over again, and I had some friends of mine last night say to me, you know, like, you called this, and I can't believe it. I can't believe this is actually happening. And I'm thinking to myself, why not? You have forgotten that Trump was reaching out to the 99%ers. Trump was reaching out to the people that have 2.5 and 3 jobs. Hillary didn't see those people. Hillary had no clues of what was going on in the average home in this country, right?
Because she busy playing the race card, playing the woman card, and going after Donald Trump talking about how he treats women. Hey, look, let me explain something to you. Jay-Z called the N-word, talk about women and everything else. And you got all these other rappers and this and that, and they say this and that. Hey, we have, by the way, Samuel L. J. Jackson and the rest of you people that was talking about, I'm going to leave if Trump becomes president, just that. So check this out. Check this out. There's a whole bunch of flights flying to North Korea, and if you want to go back to Africa, you heard somebody say something so stupid and ignorant the other day. Said, well, if you get there, get ready to start picking cotton again or whatever like that. I said, well, check this out. If you want to pick cotton, you pick cotton. I rather serve lemonade. I rather serve lemonade over my shoulder. So there it is.
You know, how do people believe that? You know, how do people, or why, or how is it sold that we've got these people out there that are saying, you know, you get Trump in there, you guys are going to be back in slavery again. You guys are going to be back, you know, like you say, picking cotton. You're not going to have any rights. You're going to be two-thirds of a person. I've not heard that anywhere. Well, how did that happen?
That's because they're ignorant. And, you know.
Wait a minute, Corey. That's a special kind of ignorant to believe that one president's going to put you back in chains.
Trump would not cut you. They're ignorant. They're ignorant, and they don't have a clue. Like I told you before, I don't have conversations with uneducated people about certain. I don't have a conversation with you about sports. If I know you don't understand baseball, and like I picked the Cubs to win, and the Cubs won, and my thing of it is, if you don't understand certain things, I'm not going to sit and discuss it with you because I know from the first two sentences whether you have done your research or haven't done your research because you know. But that's the same thing, and like I said on my page today, I like to thank all of the black folks that came out and voted for him because remember. It was told that he had no one black that was going to vote for him.
I know.
I thought
that was great.
I guess he did.
I thought that was great. I kept people getting mad at me because I'm posting all these posts from the black community all over Facebook about these groups that are going to and these weren't like crazy people screaming and yelling. These were people were having good conversations, and I posted them up there. And the best they could do at times were going, well, you have no right to speak about this. You know, you can't be posting this stuff. You don't really know what the black community thinks. We're going to find out more about what the black community thinks on the other side of the break. Corey Duncan joins me. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room. That's a pretty song, huh? I like that. No, I'm not going to sing it. No, I'm trying again. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always trying to get me to sing. Not going to happen. No, I ain't going to dance. That's for sure. Ain't going to happen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Corey Doggett joins me as he does every week to talk about the issues of the day. And you know, I don't want to pigeonhole him to say, from the African American, the black point of view, because he's got all points of view. But for those of you who love to write me about this guy, because you don't pay attention, it's so obvious you don't pay attention sometimes with some of the emails I get. Corey, you're not a white guy, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I want to make sure it comes right from the, pardon the term, it comes right from the horse's mouth, as they say. Right? Because people will say, you know, you bring these people on that think they have a right to talk about these issues. Well, you do have a right to talk about these issues. He's lived it. He's grown up in it. You know, some of you people who, like, again, I love it when you accuse me of that all white privilege garbage. If you see my personal Facebook page, you see where I grew up. Not much white privilege going on there, let me tell you what. Okay? So, and Corey has a great story, too, and every once in a while I ask him to tell it about how, you know, think about where he's at today, what he's doing. Apparently, being a different color other than white didn't slow you down, did it?
Absolutely not. I applied myself and my mother didn't tolerate anything from me. I'm 6'5", and she's about 4 foot nothing, and she don't tolerate anything or whatever. But, you know, my thing with this is just the fact that you have to apply. You know, I had the same discussion with someone today that's pushing their son, and they're trying to push him to go to college. And I said, ask him, sit down and talk to him and ask him what he wants to do or whatever. Don't force him. Or, you know, everyone has this thing that you have to have a college education to have to succeed. That's wrong. If you can apply yourself, you can learn the same things that they learn. The only thing that the difference is that you learn in college is you're told by a professor and you get a piece of paper. That's about it. You can get the same books at Barnes & Noble and anywhere else that they teach you in there. And if you apply yourself, you can do the same thing. So there's no such thing as you can't attain the American dream, which is to be self-sufficient for you and your family and be able to live comfortable. There's no such thing as that you can't. But one thing I want to say is I want to still say out to everyone, thank you for the black voters that came out and voted for Donald Trump. And as an old baseball broadcaster would say in Baltimore, and I know some people may not know, but his comment was, ain't the beer cold. Because guess what? Donald Trump is on his way. And tomorrow is the key day. When Donald Trump comes to the White House with his beautiful wife, Melania, when they come, I can imagine what that racist
now, you know
wife
what? Yeah, Barack there you go. Obama. Okay, perfect. So all this stuff that the left used to print or put up, the pictures that they would put up, when a guy like me would talk about, you know, Obama and Mrs. Obama and what she looked like in another helicopter, because, you know, she dressed pretty. I mean, everybody wants to put on their nice stuff, but she's going to be in the eye of the news people, and she dressed pretty ratty at times, you know. And I would say, is that any way for First Lady to dress? I know she wants to be comfortable. I get it. But you can be uncomfortable for the walk from the helicopter over to the White House. So they get so nasty with me for doing that stuff. I want to see what kind of pictures they put up of Melania. Let's see what they put up pictures of her as time goes on.
Well, she's a classy lady. Laura Bush was classy. Even Hillary was classy. But you know, it's an old cliche my mother had. You can take the person out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of them. So there it is.
Can you imagine? I love this stuff because I look at this stuff and I see what's going on. Can you imagine the kind of pictures they're going to put up of her? And well, who was it? Chris Rock. Remember Chris Rock said, you know, the president and the first lady, they're kind of like your mommy and your daddy. And you're supposed to listen to your mommy and your daddy. Well, let's see what happens when Trump or Melania give him a little order that he doesn't like. Let's see if he'll still listen to them like they're his mommy and his daddy. Yeah, the hypocrisy is amazing.
Well, you got to understand, you can't get caught up in
Wash you.
No, well, not that. You can't get caught up in what a person like
hey,
Chris Rock said.
There you go.
Because most of those guys are kind of a little mentally retarded to begin with. They're funny, but then they're not as bright as you think they are or whatever. They're just real funny. They're real funny people or whatever, and they know how to make you laugh. But anything outside of that that's educational, that whatever, not to call them stupid or dumb, they're some of them, but you, if you listen to a lot of their comments and the comments that they make, it doesn't add up or whatever. You know, it's almost like putting a square peg in a round hole. But, you know, I can't wait for tomorrow because she's gonna have, you know, I heard the other day, NBC was talking about last night, it was early this morning, that they think that Trump is racist. And well, guess what? You can think Trump is racist all you want, but, you know, my thing of it is, they're coming to the White House tomorrow, so you can get ready to suck your teeth, you can get ready to roll your eyes, but guess what? Guess what? On January the 20th January the 23rd, you're gonna get on that plane and take off, and that's gonna be it for you.
I guess this big racist country, you know, went ahead. You got to hear this, all right? So, Seattle Councilwoman Kajma Sawant calls for a 4 p.m. protest in Seattle. She's calling for the unneeded spending of taxpayer dollars so we can send out more police. And listen to what she has to say. What a piece of work this woman is.
I appeal to you. Today at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Westlake, let's have a massive protest and celebrate. racist agenda. And let's make sure that on Inauguration Days, on the 20th and 21st of January, let's do a nationwide shutdown and occupy inauguration.
All right, this is what they're selling now. Now they're selling it. If you don't like exactly the way it goes down, if you don't like the democratic process, then let's turn it into a socialist process. Let's tear it all down. What is wrong with these people?
So, well, let me say this in retrospect to that. The rule of law and the Constitution is what it is. This man is going to uphold it. So they can do whatever they want to do. Now, if they want to have a civil war and tear this country apart the way they think they're going to, they're not going to. The Constitution is what it is. And like I say, that's what the problem is with this man and how he has made these people this way, is because he has trashed the Constitution a well like this. Now what would happen if Joe Messina and a couple of his buddies had called, if this was when Barack was getting nominated and everything, and you called to start chaos and mayhem, all you would be called a Klan, you would be called this. Now, why is it different when other people, when black people or whoever start rioting like this and stuff like this? That's called, you know, that's called what I've been telling black people for the last 8 years. Don't ever talk about whitey, because it's called reverse racism. And you can't talk about, you know, my mother always say, and she's a wise woman, that you can't throw stones if you live in glass houses. So the thing of it is, you can't talk about whitey if you are doing the same thing.
Well,
and they do it to their people, their own black people. So they should never talk about white people, because as much as they spit and jump in the back, they don't need to talk about anyone. And that's coming from a black man.
Well, you know, she's calling now for a protest because Trump is black. Wouldn't it be great for a whole, I mean, I'm talking about a big chunk of black people to show up with, you know, Blacks for Trump shirts on and go, okay, you want to, who's racist now? Now you're protesting against the guy that I, the black person, chose. Now you're telling me as a black person, I'm too dumb to know any better. I mean, why isn't the black community in an uproar over the fact that these freaktoids keep telling you people that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you don't know enough to, yeah, we know what, we have to go with our choice, because your choice won't help you. You're too dumb to know that. My God.
Now, I'm gonna go mainstream on you. This is what it is. They're clickers. If you don't go with the click and you don't do what they say, then there's something wrong with you. And if you think for yourself and be your own man and live on your own merits, you get much love and much respect from me. That's what it is. People are about running in these cliques where we all join hands and walk into the chopper blade. Nobody thinks for themselves. We just go along with everything that's trendy. And that's exactly what it is. The porch monkey syndrome. And I know there's a lot of black folks out there know exactly what I'm talking about when I say porch monkey syndrome and stuff. And that's exactly what it is. And if you want to know what it is, come to Corey Fred Duncan or Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, and I'll tell you exactly what it means.
Yes, I know what it means. I used to have a black pastor, and he loved telling us what different terms meant. Anyhow, but yeah, I am still mortified when I see these clips from people on the left. When I see these conversations that people are having, you know, when they say things like black people, they don't know how to get IDs. Black people, they don't know how to find their polling places. I'm thinking, really? I mean, what are you saying? They're like extremely stupid or ignorant or dumb?
No, they're not extremely stupid. They just they never dealt with this process until Barack Obama got in office. So now all of them are educated. I know about the voting, but if I walk up to them and say, "What's the difference between a liberal and a conservative?" Well, that doesn't make any difference. But you can't tell me. If you can't tell me the basic things, then how are we gonna have an educated discussion?
We gotta go. We're up against it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side, Corey Duncan. Thanks for being with me tonight. We'll be back in a little bit. Kimberly Moran is going to join me in the next time.